This is Monday, May 20th. What is the longest you have stuck with anything? Do you start things and then often leave them unfinished? Do you have a difficult time sustaining your passion? Now, this week we end our study called Made to Worship. And of course, by saying made to worship, we're not saying that God forces us to worship. No, we're saying that worship is wired into our design as human beings. We will worship someone or something. That's what that means. The only question is who or what. I love the Bob Dylan song, "You've Got to Serve Somebody." You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You may like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You might be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Now, Dylan's is more than a cute song. It's the truth about the way our hearts work. This week, we look at one of the songs of the people that helps sustain them in their faith. Yes, likely when you came to faith in Christ, you were excited. You discovered God's forgiveness and His love. You knew God brought you from death to life. And seeing this is a bit overwhelming. But then you lost your passion. That initial joy you experienced became dampened. None of us can maintain our full joy over the scope of a lifetime. We naturally go through cycles of vibrancy, and then we can experience dryness or dullness in our faith. Now here's from our song for this week, Psalm chapter 85, verse 4 to 7. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Now this song, as many others, comes from the worship leaders of the people of God, the sons of Korah. Why did the song leaders call for restoration from God? Have they fallen away from their faith? No, but they are going through a season of spiritual dryness. Perhaps you see times when you've had this experience as well. We need to understand why we experience these seasons and then how God uses them. Now first, we have seasons of dryness because it's our human nature to experience life cycles. Even during the course of just one day, your body will pass through cycles of nourishment and then deprivation, of being energized and then being drained or perhaps even exhausted. You wake up rested but hungry and eat breakfast and feel ready to go. But by lunchtime, your fuel gauge is low and you know you need something to eat. Then after lunch, you feel a deeper slump and maybe you go looking for coffee to keep you strong through the afternoon. All of us understand these rhythms, but do we know that there are dependable spiritual rhythms? That we can expect times of spiritual dullness? The author C.S. Lewis talks about these rhythms in his book entitled Screwtape Letters. That book records the fictional letters between a senior devil and a more junior one. The letters deal with how humans can be trapped and distracted from God. At one point, the senior devil informs the younger one, "The dryness and dullness through which your patient is now going is not, as you fondly suppose, your workmanship. They are merely a natural phenomenon which will do us no good unless you make good use of it." Now, I think C.S. Lewis has this right. These are natural experiences that the evil one wants to seize on to make us think our faith is not real or not lasting, just a passing phase. Instead, what he teaches is that these times of dryness are crucial for our growth in faith. He says that God might be withdrawing some of the emotional intensity to allow for a deeper development of faith, just like a child learning to walk needs to eventually take steps on their own. Our spiritual growth requires us to persevere through a lack of feeling God's presence as intensely. In this way, we learn to trust God more than to trust our feelings about God. And as happens in our song, we find ourselves pursuing God even more. The song is a calling for spiritual renewal from God. Recently, someone told me that she did not know how much she loved her husband until she was missing him. He had always been there, and now he is not. And she is more grateful than ever that he was in her life. So God allows us to go through times of dryness to know what we have, to know what we're missing. Hence the deep cry in this song for peace from God, for renewal, and for a renewed sense of God's presence. What do you do with your times of spiritual dryness? Do you use these times to deepen and strengthen your longings for God? Do you realize these are seasons of growth for you, just as plants go through seasons of fruitfulness and seasons of quiet? Let's pray. Lord God, teach us more of the way our hearts work so that we might find our joy and life in you. For in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.